Well, thank the Lord to be here tonight. Thank the Lord for His presence. It's wonderful, you know, I don't know how long ago it was the Lord really made that stand out to me. We hear that verse all the time about where two or three are gathered in my name, and then it says out there I will be in the midst of them, I believe is how it puts it. And thought about how that we all have our personal walks with the Lord, but when we meet together, He's in all of us, but He comes to be amongst us. And thank the Lord that He does that for us. Such a blessing. I've already got a blessing today. Let's look to the Lord in prayer for just a moment. And dear Lord, we thank You for this opportunity, God. Lord, we are so thankful that You love our souls enough, dear God, that You give us this chance tonight to hear Your word, Lord. And we're asking You by Your Spirit to guide and direct in all things that are said and done, that they'd be what You desire them to be, Lord, and help us to be able to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have a burden tonight to talk about, well, let's just say I have a burden here to talk. Excuse me, I say a lot of times I'm probably a typical guy. I have trouble doing two things at once. So I'm going to get that stuff out of the way and then we'll get started. Some of you guys, I'm sorry, you may not have that trouble, but I do. I want to talk tonight about a verse in 1 John. It says, love not the world. You know, I am so thankful that God loves us. You hear that so much. And when we really know that, a verse like this can just give us such a blessing just to hear that God cares enough to give me some direction, to help me understand that He knows the battle I'm in, He knows what I'm facing, and that He cares enough to give me this instruction. And tonight, maybe you're in a place where you haven't really experienced that. I hope you have, but if you haven't, I want to promise you that it really is true, that every word in this Bible is wonderful. And when we hear a word like that, when we don't know that from the Lord, sometimes we hear this and this is hard. This is dry. This is wonderful. I want to promise you tonight, the message that the Lord has for us is wonderful. By the help of the Lord, we want to share it with you. And there's a reason why He says this to us. There's only one reason why God says anything to us at all. It's because He loves us and He wants to see us in heaven. And if He gives us instruction, it's to make sure we get there. So I'm thankful that God loves me enough to tell me whatever I need to know to help me to be able to make it to heaven. Because I have decided to start a journey with the Lord. And I want to go through all the way to the end, because I am not fooled by the lies that are in this world that it doesn't matter from that moment what else I do in life. The Bible is so clear, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So there are lessons I need to learn. There are things I need to know in order for me to be able to do that. It's not enough that I just had a moment. I need now to know how to be one who endures to the end. And so this is what the Lord is doing for us tonight, to give us some more information about how we can endure to the end. And if we're having some struggles, and if we're not where we need to be with the Lord, this may be something that you're struggling with. This may be a reason why you're struggling. And you may need to listen and take this to heart tonight and ask the Lord to help you to understand how to apply this to your life. Because I may say some things here tonight, maybe some specifics, but it may not be exactly how this applies to your life. But one thing that does apply, if you want to make it to heaven, you're going to have to learn how this does apply to your life. You're going to have to learn what the Lord is trying to get to you. And you're going to have to listen to it, and you're going to have to follow it, or it's going to drag you down. And you're not going to make it. So I wanted to start off before we actually turn to that verse, and I want to draw something on the board for you. Now, I'm not an artist. I'm not claiming to be. My people from my congregation have experienced that. But I'll do my best here with the help of the Lord. So I'm going to draw a circle here, and we're going to have this represent the world. All right? And this is an area in the world where there is freedom for spirits. This is not a conspiracy theory tonight. There are agendas going on in this world. The Lord has an agenda for you, but Satan has one too. And this is an area where he is spirit. The things he sends out, the spirits he sends out to work, it's free to work in this area. Has absolute freedom to move amongst this area. All right? Once again, I'm not an artist. But this will represent the soul. Now, there is something about the soul. The soul resides in fleshly tabernacles here in this world. But while there's freedom for the spirits to work, access must be granted. And I know you aren't going to be able to read this, but access must be granted. All right? So there is a choice here that we're making. Your choice decides whether that access is going to be granted or not. And this choice is given to you, it's actually established by God. He gives you the choice. Although the spirits run free in this world, they do not have absolute freedom to just run and take over your life. So there's a way they do it. There's a trick they have. All right, let's look first in 1 John, the 4th chapter. It says, 4th chapter in the first verse, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." Now, this is where we want to start, because it's important that we understand tonight this is reality. This is the truth. If in some way there is something here that's not, let me say this the right way. I want you to have full assurance of the truth tonight. If you have any questions, we can sit down and talk, and we can sit down with many as you want to. Many of us as you want to can talk, and we can go over the word as in detail as you want to, but what I'm sharing with you is truth. All right? Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. There are many spirits in this world. All right? It's imperative to make a distinction here that we understand that in this place, he spoke of spirits. He didn't speak of specifics. Of the actual thing right here. He spoke of the spirits, to try the spirit. And I want to explain why I'm pointing that out. Because we see things in this world, and we see things that are clearly wrong. And someone with a good heart, we're going to say, I don't want to do that. All right, that's great. That's a good choice. Then we're going to see things that are clearly good maybe in our mind. And we're going to say, I'm going to do that. And then we're going to see things all in the middle. And we're going to be making decisions. And if it was just about the things, that would be one situation. But try the spirits. Because the things are merely objects that Satan can use in this world. They're where his freedom runs, where his spirit can take hold of those things. And he can move you in a direction. Do you know that the word spirit here, it signifies a current, a breath of air, a force, a wind that you cannot see, but moves something in a certain direction. So this here, it does not say, look at things and decide whether they're right or wrong. It says, try the spirit. See what the object is, but understand the force that is behind it. Because once again, this is not conspiracy theory. The things that you see in this world, some seem so innocent, some don't. There are forces behind them that are trying to push you in directions that will not lead you to heaven. So it's important in every situation not just say, well, I don't see anything wrong with that, or I don't see anything wrong with that. Spend some time, consider those things, because there are forces behind the things of this world. It says in John, I won't turn to this, but in John 3:8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, But you cannot tell whence it cometh or with where it goes. And it's speaking there of the people who are born of the Spirit. So my point in bringing that up is to understand that there are forces straight out of Jesus' mouth, that there's more to what you see. We need to be careful and cautious and understand that first tonight, that there are powers at work here trying to steal your soul. Don't just consider the thing. Consider the wind behind it. Is it blowing you closer to God or not? And Lord help us. We want to bring out as much as the Lord would have us to. But you know what? This is a place where we, at the very least, many times struggle in our Christianity. And it is a place where we lose our soul many times. Because we want to just say, well, really, at the core of it is, we want to be able to just do what we want to do, and we want to just know that it's okay to do it. There's more here at stake than that. That's a temporary pleasure we're trying to seek in life. And so we want to just know that it's okay to go ahead and do this. So, you know, somebody might have preached against this at one time or preached against this thing. But you know what? Just looking at it, it looks innocent enough. And you know what? I think they're just getting a little too hardline. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we just say, well, that's just them. That's just the way they preach. That's just that message. And we go on and we begin to take in some things little by little. And no, on the surface, we don't look like a sinner. We don't look like someone who's, and maybe we're not even a sinner yet. But you know what? You're opening the door. Access must be granted. This is how it's granted. It's not granted by you clearly seeing what's going on. It's granted by you opening the door to a spirit. Something more than what you saw, and you didn't take time to really, you heard something, you heard a message, the Lord laid conviction on your heart, but you just wanted to do it, and you just looked at the surface, and what you saw seemed okay, so you went ahead and did it, and you didn't consider what was behind it. What's the agenda? This is not conspiracy theory. This is truth. This is reality. And you know what happened? You let that thing that seemed innocent in your life, and with it, you know what was behind pushing it? Was a spirit that works to push you further away from God. Try the spirits, whether they be of God or not. That's why he told us this in this verse. And that's why it's important to be serious about your life. Not just what you can see, but pray. Seek the Lord about what direction is this thing pushing me? Not just what is it? Is it on the surface okay? But what direction is it leading me in life? Is it leading me closer to God? And you know what? That's a question. That's the way we need to ask that question. A lot of times we go, well, is it making me a horrible sinner? No. Well, then it must be okay. That was not trying to make you a horrible sinner tomorrow. If you can, that's fine. But what you need to ask is not that question, but you need to ask, is it bringing me closer to God or not? Is it getting in the way of me getting closer to God? Maybe it's not leading me out into deep sin, but is it interfering with my walk with God? Is somehow it cutting into my time, into my relationship, into His presence in my life, that I want that sweet presence in my life, and somehow something's hindering it. Is this what's hindering it in my life? Lord, I don't want to allow anything in, because there's a current of air behind that thing that's going to push you in the wrong direction and push you away from the Lord. Well, I want to turn over now into 1 John. We're in 1 John, but turn over here to the second chapter. And it says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you're strong. All right? So this is not, we're not here to preach to the weak tonight. We are. If you're here and you're weak, you can be strong. But sometimes people, we get a little overconfident and we feel like, well, I'm all right. I got this under control. What John is saying here, he is saying to the strong, to the young men, to the fathers, to those who are to competent Christians, all right? He says, who have overcome the wicked one. People who have already taken a step, who have already gained victories in your life. You know what? Love not the world. You know what's going to go to heaven? your soul, if you make it. You know what you're going to take? None of this. None of that's going. That's all going to be destroyed. The devil wants to try to get a hold of you somehow so he can take you with him. And if you do not guard your heart against this world, against this place that God left us here and his decision making and all that, he did not just save us and take us off to be in glory. We're in the midst of this world. And thank God it can be a wonderful place with him. But even as we experience that wonderful place, the powers that be around us are working to destroy our soul. All right? We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We have a battle, and it's with things we can't see. Obviously, there are things we see wrong, but the battle where the power is and where the forces are is in a place we cannot see, and we need the Lord to help us. We need to understand and not just take things at surface value. We need to understand the importance of living a careful life, of not allowing things in that seem innocent. Well, I know we haven't done this for a long time, or we haven't done this thing, but, you know, it seems innocent. You better... You know what? I'm not infallible. I'm not. I seek the Lord with all my heart. I want to be what I'm supposed to be, but there are times where I have to say, you know what? I missed it. And so if I ever realize there's something I've said here, and I get the chance and the Lord shows me, I want to let you know I missed it. I don't want you going on thinking that I got everything right. But the Lord has been at work here for years. He has been at work through many, many vessels in this place. And he has brought many, many messages. And you know what's happened? Souls have been saved. And souls have been delivered. And there's a reason for that. And if we want to keep it going, as a body, but as a person, I want to keep it going in my life. I have to realize the need to be careful. That I cannot just take in all the things of this world. The world goes on and has the next item up. I tell you what, I'm one who's very careful, and I feel like the Lord's told me to be careful about naming stuff out. But I'm going to name some stuff out, and when I name these things out, I'm not naming out things for exclusion or even to tell you what to do with them. But I'm going to tell you, be careful. The devil has some tools. All right? We live in an age where we have something that many of the people who stood here never had. We have instant access to almost whatever we want to see in this world. Be careful. Be extremely careful. That's a very dangerous piece of equipment. That's something that the devil has his hands all over. He has freedom to use that. You will decide whether he has access into your soul by the way you use it. And whether you love that thing more than you love the Lord. All right? It says, love not the world. You know what? We have some things that people have battled from the beginning of time. You know what? We have, and this is a difficult thing for me. Pray for me, because this is not something I do very much at all. But I feel a need to do it tonight and say it. We have a world out there that offers different types of entertainment. And I'll tell you where this burden comes from. The Lord says, I've set you a watchman on the wall. And that's my burden tonight, and that's why I'm sharing it. And I'm telling you, be careful. There's many forms of entertainment. There's music. There's sports. There's you can go on with that list, and you can name some things out. And those are not things to just be taken in. You need to be careful, because those are things that Satan has his hands on. If it's something of this world, then Satan has freedom to use it if you allow him to in your life to push you away from God. Be careful. Fashion. I mean, I could go through the list. You've heard it. There's a reason why. There's a burden here, not to tell you how to dress, not to tell you what to do in your time. I know that everybody here has ways that you like to enjoy in some pastimes, some entertainment, we might even call it, some things. Understand that there are forces using those things. Be careful about what you do. Don't let your heart go out to those things. Anything you let your heart go out to in this world, Satan can have it. Your heart needs to be in the Lord's hands. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, all your anything else you want to put in there. Everything you've got. And if anything is taking that away from the Lord, you need to pray about it. And that's the burden of the message tonight, to speak on those things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For some of the things in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And we try to get too specific with this. He's trying to cover everything that there is for your heart to go out to in this world. That's what he's trying to cover right here. And we can talk specifics sometimes, but that's basically covering everything that your heart could pop, everything that's out here. That's not of God. That's where the devil, you know, the things that God gives you, that he brings to you, the devil doesn't have a way to put his hands on those. Those are treasures from him. But the things that are in this world, even though you're in the midst of it and God's power still reigns supreme, the very fact that he gave you a choice means he's not going to stop Satan from using them if you allow him to. If you open the door, if you let your heart go out to him, God's not going to say, he still has power. He could do it in a moment. He's sovereign. But he's not going to because of the way he's set up. It's your choice. Your choice because of Jesus. Your choice what happens in your life. Whether those things have access to you or not. All right? All of those things are of Satan. No, I don't want to say it that way. All of those are freely accessed by Satan to use if you allow him to push your heart away from God. The most innocent of those things, if you don't keep a guard on your heart, Satan can put his hands on them and use them to steal your soul. So be careful. You understand this is not a message tonight to tell you what not. This is about the spirits that are behind, the forces in this world, and their purpose to steal your soul. Be careful. All right? It says, it's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Love not the world. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's the opportunity we have. But the world's going to pass away. If I let my heart go out to it. Do you remember where Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh and he has nothing in me? That's what I want my testimony to be. That's what the burden is tonight. That we live a life where that's what can be said about us. When the prince of this world comes to try to put a claim on my soul, he doesn't have anything he can put his hand on. He can't touch my life because my heart hasn't been allowed to go out to any of those things. My heart has been given to God. You know, in the verse 15 here, it shows us the division. And that's what we want to talk about. Let's put up another wall here. And over here, we'll just circle this and we'll just call this heaven. And the Spirit of God reigns supreme. Has free access. Do you know that you can choose, you're going to choose one or the other, and that you have this available choice today? You don't have to stand here and either choose the world or be completely with nothing. That's not what we're preaching. You have an opportunity to make the choice for God, for heaven tonight. Matthew 16 and 26. You know what? I'm so glad the Lord wants us to be profitable. I want to be profitable. I don't want to get to the end of my life and realize that it hasn't mattered. What I've done is a complete waste. It says here in the 26th verse, it says, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" What is a man profited if he gains the whole world? For a minute, just stop and think, because these things have pull. You'd be like, but I like this thing. I don't really want to let go of this thing. What is it going to matter if you manage to hold on to that thing and get all the pleasure out of it, and the moment comes and your life is over, and all you have is the destruction, because this is what you've allowed to have control in your life. And all you have is this destruction. There's no profit. What profits it you? What is it worth for that moment of pleasure, for that small thing that you managed to get in this life? But there's coming a time where you're going to spend eternity without it, without that thing, but with all the punishment that comes from it. What is it going to profit you to manage to hold on to this world? To manage, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Lord, help me. Please, dear God, please help me to get this out. We want to hold on. We want to hold on a little bit. I want to be a Christian, but I want to hold on a little bit. And I'm opening the door. As long as my hand's out here holding on to some things of the world, I'm opening the door to those forces to work in my life. And what's going to be my end? I can let go. And I can go with God, or I can cling on and try to hold, but I'm going to be over here when the time comes for my soul to go. And what's my profit? Was it worth it to just try to cling enough? I don't want to be completely, it said, in the world but not of it. I want to have a little something here where I look like the people around me, or I'm kind of like them. I don't want to be a complete alien. I want to have something like this world. And I mean, I'm not going to do all those things, but I want a little something that doesn't make me feel so weird and stand out so much. Really? Is that what you're going to trade heaven for? And I'm telling you, you don't have to go look weird just to look weird. But it does look different sometimes. The path that God leads us on is different, and that's part of what we want you to see. There's a wall. This is this, and this is this, and they don't look like each other. You can't. That's not where we need to make the decision. You need to look at what the results are for that and understand there is going to be some differences. I'm still going to be here, and you know what? People are going to... I don't want to get too off here. But the devil tries to fool us to think people are all, they're all going to think we're weird. You know what? When you really live for God, you make a difference in people's life. You touch them in ways you would never touch them. Even if they look at you and go, you are a little weird. But there's something about you. Because the Lord will work through you and He will touch their lives. But we want to, I don't want to look too weird. I want to hold on a little bit. I want to still be saved. I want to make it. It's not the things. If it was just the things, maybe we could do that. I don't know. But it's not. There's forces behind those things. There's currents of air that blow that are stronger than your ability to stay on track. Lord, help us. Help us not to cling to something. Let us be what we are in Christ and be thankful, because you know what that means? We get to be with Him here and for eternity, where His Spirit can run free in heaven and in our life, as in heaven on earth. Yeah, that's part of what that verse means, that as the Spirit is free to run in heaven, it can be a way in this life where it's free to run in my life, just like in heaven. I can have that kind of life here. You know what? I think I'd rather have that than the destruction that comes from trying to cling to something and look something like the world. I don't want anything to do with that. What does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It says in, I want to turn over here in Luke before we read this next verse. Luke, the 16th chapter. Luke 16 and 22. And this is the story of Lazarus. But I want you You remember what I said? Stop looking at this and look at what the results are. We've got a glimpse of the results. Jesus gave us a glimpse of the results. People go, well, is hell like this or is it like this? The Lord showed us something about what it was like. Right here, what we're fixing to read. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. So he's in torments. And he can see that some other people aren't, that there's a different place over there. All right? And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Not even asking to get out, just give me some kind of relief, something. Just a little dip of water. And somehow the ability to communicate that over and have some kind of hope that maybe they'll be able to bring me something here. Maybe just a little something. Does this seem like it's worth it? For that little thing I'm holding on to? Is this really worth it? For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things. Love not the world. But you did. That's what you gave yourself to. You decided that this is what you wanted. You wanted to have let it free in your life. You wanted to open the door to those spirits in your life and allow those things in. He said, rememberest that thou in this thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify in them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. You know what? There have been, Lord help us to say this the right way, and I mean that, you pray for me. I haven't in my lifetime heard Moses or the prophets. But I have heard the Spirit of the Lord speak. I've heard Him speak to me, and He's spoken through messages. He's spoken in my quiet time to me. He's spoken through people who just expressed a burden to me. I couldn't remember. I'm not going to remember right now all the ways He spoke to me. But He's spoken to me. One place it says, let us contend for the faith which has been delivered unto them. How much greater torment? How much greater a punishment? There's some, and I can't bring that verse to mind right now. They knew and yet did nothing. How much easier to go when Jesus said, Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented in this day. We've heard the Lord speak. We've heard Him warn us about things that people don't know they shouldn't be doing. We find people in the world and they're off doing things and they're great people and they wonder why they're having trouble in their life and they don't know. The Lord's going to work with them. He'll get them. You know what? They're probably not responsible for some things we are. I'm just going to be honest with you. The Word teaches that. The Lord's showing them what they're responsible for, and if they're measuring up to that, they'll measure. But you know what we have heard? We've heard over and over, when I say we, there may be people here tonight who didn't grow up hearing the Word of God. Let me stop saying we. I'm going to say I have. I have heard the Word of God since I was little. I've heard messages inspired by the Word of God that came out and said, be careful. Be careful with your life. You cannot just run through this world free and expect that your soul is going to be safe. You're going to have to be careful. Now, you can have peace. You don't have to be troubled, but you have to be careful. Don't misunderstand the message tonight. Because the greatest peace is in being careful in the Lord, truly. Walking with Him carefully day by day. It's the greatest peace. I've heard those messages. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Lord, if you sent somebody from here, maybe they would listen. That's not happening. We have what we have. We have the Word and we have the messages that we've heard. Now we're going to decide Remember, access has to be granted. You're going to decide what your choice is. And let me tell you something. Your hands can only go one way. You're either going to go for the Lord, you're going to reach out and open that door to Him in your life, or you're going to reach out to this world. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve them both. You're going to have to make a choice. And make a choice. Understand that you need to pray about the things in life that you're taking into your life, that you're allowing into your homes, that you're allowing into your heart, that you're allowing into your car, into whatever it is, into your circle. The things that you're allowing in there, the activities you're taking part in. Where are they leading your heart? Where have they led you to tonight? Are you where you need to be with the Lord? If you are, thank God. If you're not, is this a reason? Are you trying to hold on to the world and expect somehow you're going to be successful? Forgetting that there's a force behind that thing that you're trying to, it's not just the thing. It's the force behind it. And it's what's wreaking havoc in your life. It's what's making you fall. It's what's keeping you from where you need to be with the Lord. It's why you don't have peace in your life. You know, all you have to do is let go. All you have to do is let go. Let go of that thing. You've been turned this way. And maybe you don't feel like you have. But that's what's going on. And you need to let go because you can't turn around and get a hold of this until you let go of this. You can't do it. You're going to hold to one or the other. And that's straight from the Bible. You know, it says back here, back in Matthew 16, let's turn back to our verse there and read the 27th verse. It says, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels. Then shall He reward every man according to his works." Where is He going to find you? Understand that whatever you're holding on to, that's where He's going to find you. If you're holding on to the Lord, if He's your affection, if He's what you love, if you may not understand everything about Him, but you want Him and you want Him to grow in your life, well, you know what? You're going to have a pretty happy time when the Lord comes for you. When He comes in glory and He finds you holding on to Him already, that's going to be a good day. But if you're not, if you're holding on to the world, then you're not holding on to Him. And if He comes and He finds you in that place, it says, God said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I believe it breaks His heart, but that's it. It's over. The time of judgment has come, and you're going to be judged based on where you're standing, on your works, on what you're holding on to in your life. Is it worth it to trade your soul for this world? You pray for me.